It's Hank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, because here's the good news.
Ooh, early edition of Not Necessarily the News. We're running ahead of schedule.
Whoa.
Look at that.
This show?
I don't know.
They don't know what they're doing. You understand that?
Absolutely not.
Hang on just a second, sir. Welcome to it, and welcome our worldwide audience and my mom on a Hank Facebook Live.
Mrs. Buckner.
Well, you can't keep a good Dr. Phil down. You can't. Of course, in the past couple of weeks, it's been rather rocky for Dr. Phil's Fort Worth-based Merit Media. Basically, ending programming. In fact, this cable TV network, Merit's probably going to leave your screen very, very shortly. There's no staff pretty much left. They have filed for bankruptcy, and then they sued everybody that they were. Well, hey, why not start another one? So get ready for Envoy Media.
Oh,
that is the newest announced venture from Dr. Phil.
Did he announce it yesterday?
Yes, he's launching Envoy Media in the Dallas area, is what the press release says. I guess so. He's leaving Fort Worth.
I was going to say Dallas
like a bad
dreams
breakup.
Of being Fort Worth.
I'm just going to live over here, but it will feature, quote, user-generated content, oh boy, live balanced news and original programs from McGraw and his friend Steve Harvey. So that's a new wrinkle.
So the user-generated content, does that mean like citizen reporters on a network? TikTokers?
How's that working out for you?
I don't know. Yeah.
All right.
So dumb.
I know. Go get him, good doctor. Go get him.
So Jennifer Aniston's stock is very high right now. The Golden Girl been hot and heavy with her, you know, life coach.
Yeah.
What's his name? Jim Curtis?
I don't know. Yeah. He's the hypnotist, right?
He does.
He's the hypno guy.
I mean, would she know if she was unhappy?
One would think.
Repeat after me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So is there another guy gunning for her attention? Word is that Orlando Bloom absolutely adores her. Wants to be the next gentleman on her calling card. They've spent time together in the past. And he could be her ideal type. He thinks she's downright phenomenal and doesn't understand how the actress could be so unlucky in love. Now, meanwhile, he's apparently spending time on Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez's honeymoon with the baby mama, Katy Perry. So that's not complicated at all. That's going to be pretty.
I thought the hypnotist guy had this thing locked up.
Well, I thought so, too. And now we hear about all this.
How good of a hypnotist are you if she's going for another guy?
I am confident everything is unfolding in divine timing.
Confident. Is this the time?
Repeat after me.
No.
I don't think it's going to work there, cowboy.
Me.
So we did talk about this yesterday, but we are back to a Might As Well Trump coming up at 7:47.
MAGA!
He'll be back on the hotline. So on Sunday, though, the Donald was there at the Club World Cup Final there at MetLife Stadium in the Meadowlands just outside of New York. It's a big deal for soccer football fans. Chelsea ends up winning, and they do the big presentation with the giant trophy down there because all the trophies are huge.
Mm-hmm.
They're like rodeo belt buckles these days. They're just a massive trophy like that, the size of your dog. Anyway, so Trump is there to present it on the stage. And one of the things is with soccer, then the team all gets together, even the coaches go away, and it's just the players, and they do their thing and they jump up with the trophy.
Uh-huh.
Trump stayed
out
right in the middle of all of it. And he's getting some ridicule on that, but it was pretty kind of funny to see. Then he took their trophy, and it's in the Oval Office right now. He says he plans to keep it there.
What?
I don't know.
No.
America.
Oh, my God.
And also, it was announced that coming up in September, I'm sure we'll have fun with this, that Trump and Melania, they will make a state visit to Buckingham Palace and dine there also at Windsor Castle.
Oh.
With King
fancy.
Charles and Camilla. So that should be the fun night for everybody involved. So they'll have to wear their nice, clothes. You stole the trophy.
You know, life can get tough for everyone sometimes, with or without a trophy. Even if you're a big famous star like our Burleson girl, Kelly Clarkson, the talk show host going through some tough times, her show in limbo. Apparently, she needs a shoulder to cry on. So who do you call? That answer is Dolly Parton, KB. Mm-hmm. In any situation.
Yeah.
Word is the living legend has been checking in on Kelly to offer support, wants to get together for an in-person chat, do some country comforting, and help her handle the pressure cooker of fame.
Yeah. If you have Dolly's number, that's...
No! Kelly Clarkson.
That's what you need
to
do. I
mean, if Dolly could stop by the studio, I've got a lot of issues.
You know what Kelly Clarkson needs to do, and we love our Burleson girl, she needs to listen to Kelly Clarkson music. Because, trust
me,
if you're going through it, there's nothing better to belt out in an intersection.
No! Take your own advice.
Do it. She's really good at singing. Disney revealed a couple of things yesterday. We talked about it, and it's real. For the 70th anniversary of Disneyland, they revealed the animatronic Walt Disney for their new attraction. It's Walt's going to talk to you about the history of the park and things, and it's, of course, Disney, so it's going to be ultra real. This is the one thing Walt said he did not ever want to happen. Don't ever make me into an animatronic. Mm. And here he is. He enjoyed just being left alone, frozen under Cinderella's castle. And then also they announced, in part, a Disney dating app called Single Riders, just like it mirrors their Disney World single rider lines. And it's a Disney dating app.
Mm.
You thought Tinder was goofy.
Yeah.
No! No, I know. Kelly Clarkson!
We should listen to more Kelly Clarkson music.
So, you know, some folks will play bingo and watch Matlock when they're in their 80s. But a gal by the name of Kim Knorr? No way, man. Uh-uh. She recently reinvented one of her old hobbies. That would be skydiving. She just completed her 865th jump at the age of 86. Dreams of doing 1,000 and started this journey way back in 1959. But... she took a 37-year break to raise her children. That's a lot of math, and that's a lot of old kids to be raising. But she does have a lifetime goal of parachuting over the Egyptian pyramids. You go, Kim.
There you go right there. Of course, we were talking yesterday about George Strait and his Straight to the Heart benefit for the Texas Hill Country flood victims. That coming up on the 27th, Bernie, Texas. Miranda Lambert. Well, already been doing, as we've talked about, great work there with the Mutt Nation Foundation that she has. She's getting and gathering the troops together to get a fundraiser going concert style as well. Should have an announcement, she says, hopefully sometime next week. She said basically, it literally doesn't exist yet, so she can't say any of the details, but it is definitely in the works. Here's a fun little story. So, long-running TV show, actually, Madam Secretary, that ran... I think CBS.
Yeah.
Starred Taya Leone and Tim Daly, and they played husband and wife in there. Mm-hmm. They decided to actually get married.
Whoa!
Yeah, after 11 years on the show together.
So it worked on TV, and this is going to work in real life. Is that how it works?
I have to see about that on the radio. And then finally, in a joint effort, it was announced that current It Girl and Hollywood actress Sunny Sweeney will be launching a new lingerie line with Jeff Bezos.
Oh.
So we're already going to test that prenup, aren't we?
We want prenup.
Waking up early. Hank FM. Yeah.